والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We are continuing with the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah تبارك وتعالى. What a vast name, Al-Wasi'u. How deep, how vast. And the meaning of Al-Wasi'u, the all-encompassing. We say Ya Wasi'u, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We call out to Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives the command in Quran Sharif also that call out to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by His beautiful names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. That use Allah Ta'ala's names in your du'as. When you're making du'a to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, use the name of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given the command that use the name of Allah and you will get. You will get by using the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in every sense of the word encompasses the entire creation, whether in knowledge, whether in His rahmat, in His mercy, in His maghfirat, in His forgiveness, in His overlooking. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib says that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. How many things Allah Ta'ala just overlooks it? He didn't even make tawbah also. Allah said, I overlooked it. I just overlooked it, I'm not taking you to task. How many things we are doing, Allah Ta'ala doesn't take us to task. What He shows, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. How many things Allah just overlooks it? That I'm not going to take account of this also. You're still going to carry on getting from me. Possibly, something might click in your brain, in your mind, to make tawbah at least. I just overlooked it. And these attributes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala also wants us to also emulate them. Bring these attributes into our life also. Allah Pak is overlooking so much of mine, how much I should not overlook of my own wife, of my children also. Otherwise, a person, every small thing is behind the wife, behind the children, behind the staff. Any small mistake is behind them. Allah Pak says, I overlook you so many things, just like that. You also overlook people, and you become the beloved of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, different riwayat is mentioned, that may Allah Ta'ala special mercies be upon that person. That when he's selling, he's soft, samhan. When he's purchasing, he's soft. When he's giving a loan, he's soft. When he's demanding a loan, he's soft. May Allah Ta'ala envelop, may Allah Ta'ala surround him and drown him in His rahmat. Everything is soft about it, soft about it. Rather than he's finicky, he's cheeky, he's angry. Don't know what he's going to say next. Even the wives at home also, overlook. Then we see also how much more is overlook. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned about his father. He had a bookshop in Saharanpur. And they had one staff member always making mistakes. So he made a mistake. So his honorable father reprimanded that the staff member. And he said, Maaf karna, please forgive me. He said, how many times I must make you maaf? At that time, I think it was when Ilyas Sahib Rahmah walked in. And he says, forgive him and overlook him as many times you want Allah Ta'ala to overlook you. As many times you allow Allah Ta'ala to forgive you, you forgive him also. So people around us also, overlook, forgive, don't take to task. Well, Ibrahim Deola Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuhu, says, have a shakirana mizaj. Have a temperament of making shukr. We got a temperament of being cheeky. And we will be angry all the time. He says, have a temperament of making shukr. Thank everyone around you. Thank the wife, thank the children. Jazakallah khair. Allah Pak reward you. Make du'as all the time. Give du'as all the time. You give du'as, you receive du'as. You give curses, you receive curses. You be cheeky, people will be cheeky with you also. You're going to be angry, you'll be angry with you also. They say, have a shakirana mizaj. Make shukr, thank the wife, thank the children, thank the ones above you. Every sphere of life, carry on thanking. How many wives out there don't thank anymore? How many of us take it to be, this is my birthright. That I am entitled to a certain level of life, or bounties of Allah, or for my father, or for my mother, food is not ready. How come is that ready? Is that your birthright? Is that you're entitled to it? It's people's ihsan around us, people's kindness around us. If we don't develop the shakirana mizaj, this temperament of making shukr and thanking, then everything will be a complaint. It'll be i'tirazana. We have i'tiraz, objection. I've got an ishkal, got a complaint, got an objection to this. The whole life will come out and nobody will be good enough. The wife will feel also, I'm not good enough. Or the husband will feel, I'm never good enough. Children will feel also, we tried. But then to this complaint, there's no shukr, there's no uplifting the person. So to have this temperament of thanking, having shukr, whatever bounties of Allah Ta'ala we are enjoying, Like even the wives also back home, husband brings the groceries, etc., bringing the milk and the bread for her to make dua for the husband. Jazakallah khair, you brought groceries today. Allah Pak reward you. Alhamdulillah, the grocery cupboard is full. Even that one bag of potatoes also, person brings home for her to make shukr for that too. Allah will increase it. How Allah will increase it? Allah will give him more money. She make dua for the husband, Allah Ta'ala will fill his pockets up. His pockets are full, he spend more on the family. The best sadqah is to spend upon the family. For the and to teach his children also. Tell Abba, Jazakallah khair, Abba brought so many things for y'all. He bought this for y'all, he bought that for y'all. Here we find only complaining. Abba don't want to buy. He doesn't want to take us anywhere. Doesn't do anything for us. Because the mother is speaking like that. You're not taking us anywhere. So the children pick up the same thing. So if the mother has shakirana, tabiat, and mizaj, she's always making shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, making shukr to the husband, children will pick up the same thing. And the hadith sharif says, man lam yashkur innas, lam yashkur illah. That person doesn't thank the people, he will not thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. If you can't use your tongue to thank the people around you, how are you going to thank Allah who you can't see giving you? The one who you can see giving you that bounty, you can't thank him or her, how are you going to thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, who you can't see? So the person who has this temperament and he changes his tabiat, even something went wrong also, we say, Kaini Rabade, don't worry about it. We'll sort it out. Allah Pak will put it right. No problem. But now you know, tie it up so tight. And you take the child this way and that way, the staff, put them in a corner. He says, When I take to task. Ya Allah, Allah Pak mustn't take us to task. There we got no chance. We got no chance. Everything want to tie up, no loose ends whatsoever. Yes, Imam, all the amala must do that. Others, وَيَعْفُوا أَنْ كَثِيرًا. Allah says, overlook them. Just overlook them. Yes, when there's time to make tarbiyat, when there's time to do it, then you must ask how to do it with taqwa, iman, Allah Ta'ala will guide us. Now is the time. Now is the time to take to task. How to take to task? To what level to take to task? So Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding that everything is encompassed in the rahmat of Allah, in the maghfirat of Allah, in the knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Even Hazrat taught us also, subhanAllah, things that we can't even imagine. Take stock of ourselves. Whatever positions we are holding in our life and society, and those above us, and those below us, and those next to us, how much are we thanking them? Make it a habit. Make it a habit. Now we hear more than often, personally, make maaf. Everybody getting angry. Please make maaf. Maaf to disturb you. Maaf to give you a cliff. It's only ishara people. This mizaj and temperament of apologizing all the time will finish a person. The wife also has to ask for maaf first before she talks. Husband has to ask for maaf first. Children also. So that now will finish a person within himself. Don't know now how the person will react to me. So I have to ask for maaf before that. So Hazrat teaches us also that see in every sphere of your life who I should be thanking. Husband thanking the wife. Wife thanking the husband. Thanking the children, they're doing little things at home, thank them, lift them up, make them feel good. Children thanking the parents, our workplace also, how many of us thank the boss also? Only complain. He's taking overtime from us. But is it your right to have the job in the first place? Is that my birthright? Not entitled to it, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala made the means for me. Allah then send one message. How is the Jummah Mubarak message? Not sunnat. But person now, if he feels it, I have to do it every week, then it becomes a bid'ah also. Jummah Mubarak. No salam also. Sahaba Ikram never did it. So let's keep our Sharia pristine, pure, and how it is originally. So yes, every week person is sending out, send one message to the boss. Make one dua for him. If you don't want to tell him, la shukriya, jazakallah, make one dua. Allah Ta'ala give you plenty of barakat, full of our store, customers. Alhamdulillah. Make duas. That is shukriya also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, more or less, somebody does good to you, then you should at least minimum tell him, Jazakallahu khayran. That is sufficient as a thanksgiving, as a shukriya, as appreciation for whatever he's done for you. He's given you millions also, Jazakallahu khayr is equal to how you tell a person, thanks a million. Jazakallahu khayran is equal to that million. So by telling him that now, he's done this for you, whatever he may have done, what do you tell him? May Allah reward you according to his status. May Allah grant you the best of everything. Jazakallah. I can't reward you. May Allah reward you. That is sufficient to thank him and make dua for him also. So like this, whether he's a boss, whether he's a worker also, compliment them. Alhamdulillah, it's a good day today. Allah give you a barakat. Whoever they may be, even non-Muslim. May the Almighty bless you. Bless you with what? With hidayat, with guidance. When every sphere of life takes stock, do I have this habit of thanking people? Oh, some people say I'm very observant. Unfortunately, I just pick up all these things from people's habits and people's ways. So people say, I have this, is that a good trait? Overlook, don't see it, become blind, look at the good things in people. Ilyas Ibn Rahimullah used to say, Allah Baqa has given us two eyes. One eye to look at the good of the people, and the eye to look at the evil within myself. Everybody is good, sab acche hai, everyone is good. Say, main badkar hu, I'm the black dot. Subhanallah, Hazrat would say also, sitting in a bayan, Allah Ta'ala give me that reality and tawfiq. He would say that from all of you right now, I am that black dot. How you have the beautiful child, to remove the nazar from that child, before in the old days you would put a black dot on the child's cheek. People would come, what's that black dot there? Mother put some surma or what they call it, kajal or something like that, put a black dot there. So people's attention fall off the child's beauty onto that black dot. Hazrat said, I'm the black dot. Among the ulama and everyone, I'm the black dot. So no nazar falls on them. Oh, further than that, Hazrat would say, MashaAllah, all the people have come here, they are oceans of ilm and knowledge and ma'rifat. And this is the bubble on the top. Bubble is empty, can burst any time. I'm only that bubble. The reality are you people. How they understand the realities of things. But this is not their reality, we know that. Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat mentioned to us one time also, when Meruwan came, Ghaliban it was him, memory serves me right, Hazrat Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, what a great faqih and alim of the time. What a arif of Allah. Somebody came to him, and he came to him, Hazrat came to take bi'at by you. I heard you're a very big buzruk. Me? I'm nothing. Where you heard that from? He said, Acha Hazrat, I think they made a mistake. Assalamu alaikum. And he went away. He believed it. Because he was so convincing, the way he said, me, they must have made a mistake. Me buzruk, can't be. He said, Acha Hazrat, I thought I heard right, it was about you. And he went away. How convincing they were to themselves that, me, I'm nothing really. Hazrat, I saw a dream about you. Acha, what you saw, bhai? Saw a dream about me. Ji Hazrat, saw a dream about you. Now I want to hear that dream. Now I get convinced, subhanAllah, Allah is showing them what a buzruk I am. What a buzruk I am. What they were waiting for, all the bad words, this is who I really am. This is who I, they will thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In every sphere of life, who should be thanking, making shukr, uplifting the people, showing muhabbat. Here the simple thing, you're hearing about masjids, what's happening in the masjids now. Parking is a problem, this is a problem, that is a problem. He has taught us also that how many of us as musallis, take out the time to even send a shukriya note to the trustees. Jazakallah khairan. So many years we're using the masjid. That one time did we come in the masjid and it's dirty the carpets. Always clean. Smelling good, alhamdulillah. If all we know the entire system behind it. Just to mention one thing, mashallah, we all are dressed up in kurta right now. We just put it on in the morning, and we go to work, we go to madrasa, we go to the masjid. But just to take off some time, my dear brothers, just to understand, for the kurta to come into your wardrobe, there's a whole system running behind the scenes. That housewife sleeps already with the fikr tomorrow, I've got to wash whites. Your brothers, listen at home a little bit. I've got to wash whites tomorrow. What's whites now? It's not gora and dora. Is about now going to separate the whites from the color clothing. We can't put them all together, the brothers know that. We will separate the whites from the color clothing. And if you tell myself just to bend down into that washing basket and to separate it, already the back is paining. But they're doing it. First bathroom, second bathroom, third bathroom, the children's clothes, get all the whites together. And just to get the whites together, my dear brothers, if you only see the housewife, how she does it, empties every pocket. Take everything in and out. Even the handkerchief, she's going to open the entire thing. The socks, she's going to take out the first one, the second one, separate it. And now to load the machine. What time to load the machine? So in time, when the helper does come, the cycles are over. It's washed already. Not starting when the domestic comes. Before she comes, cycle is over. Domestic will come at this time. Now she must hang it. And now she's making dua the night before. Ya Allah, there's so many whites. Inshallah, there's good weather today. We never think about the weather outside. She's worried about the weather tomorrow because my husband is going to have a kurta. By already 2-3 days, there won't be whites for him. He'll need to have a kurta. And then she has it already hung. She knows now within 2-3 hours, it must be dried already because it's going to be ironed. So by this time, the ironing must be done. Don't iron more than 2 hours. Then the iron gets too hot, then we have a problem. Then you got the kitchen to do. Everything is time. And the day it doesn't work out, already you can feel atmosphere in the house. Something not right. One was the weather outside wasn't right, then the weather inside too is not right. What happened? Clothes didn't get washed today. It didn't happen today. That whole, it starts from the night before, the thing is ironed finally, hung behind the door, whatever it may be. Finally, she must take all those kurtas, hang it in your wardrobe. Next morning, you just came and put it on. But the whole system behind it, just for you to wear the kurta for 12 hours. If you understand it, my dear brother, so much of effort, you should be wearing it for 1 week, the kurta. So much effort behind it, so much washing powder, detergent behind it. And then after ironing it also, just even the vests and the undergarments, and to get the socks together. If a husband and four sons are all wearing the same type of socks, now to match them now, which one is which? Now she put the little color over there, or that cotton, you don't even worry. We're just going to put it on. And the day we can't find it, what's the problem? No socks over here. But where the young boy put his socks, one is this side of the bed, one is that side of the bed, just we're looking for all the socks, put it together. We just put it on, and we're just wearing it. And no shukriya also, the day we don't find it, there's a big problem. There's no system in this house, you don't know what you're doing. What's happening over here? What effort just behind that? We can imagine the whole system of the world. Allah Pak is taking care of it. How to make shukr to them for that? House is clean, everything is done, alhamdulillah. Hazrat says, how many of us as musallis take our time to thank the trustees, send them a note, alhamdulillah. Ramadan time, iftari is taking place, thereafter the seri is taking place, last 10 days, and brothers are eating after that, and before you know it, clean them. Who foot the bill, where it happened, how it happened, I'm in the first serve, I don't look back. I don't know what's happening behind the scenes. There's something happening. And then the server, the air cons, now mashallah, we walk into the masjid, it's hot outside. We just walk in, subhanallah, it's chill. Yeah, don't even think what's going to be at the bill end of the month. Somebody will pay it. Something will happen. I'm just going to enjoy it. Carpet is clean. Whether we can remember any time that we made sajda and there was a bad smell, maybe we can remember that time because it wasn't good. But more than often, alhamdulillah, it was clean, absolutely clean. Who's vacuuming? What time they started vacuuming? That we didn't go to the masjid any time and find this all white hair everywhere, all dirt everywhere. Now I can't even make sajda over here. It's so dirty right now. Absolutely clean. The vacuuming, servicing of the air cons, and how they got everything timed when the musallis come in, must be all done, clean, smelling good, alhamdulillah. Enjoy our salah. No problem. Now and then, maybe, they didn't put the air con on, or they didn't open the windows, or they didn't put the fan on, how we feel? Hey, today was hot. What happened? Did he put the aircons on? Did he put the aircon? But we won't ask, was the bill paid? Put something in the sadaqah. Hazrat said, how many was put in the sadaqah? There was one faqir sahab, Hazrat mentioned to us in Azadwal. His name was faqir sahab. But faqir meaning poor man. But he was a multi-millionaire. He was the one that gave the first steel works for the Darulum Masjid. That time he sponsored it. But never lived long enough to see the Darulum Masjid. Allah Ta'ala gave him the tawfiq to, alhamdulillah, to donate it. Hazrat says, from that time in the 80s, he had a habit. After every salah at the Jami Masjid, when he would leave, he would meet the muazzin. And that time, he would give him the biggest note, 20 rand note. It was a big brown color note, if I remember clearly. 20 rand, 10 rand for the masjid, wear and tear of the carpets, and for the wuzu khana, for the towels, the tissue paper, whatever it was in the water. Somebody has to pay, so 10 rand for that. And 10 rand for you, muazzin, you did me a great favor. I am so busy in my dunya, if you didn't call me and shout, I would have forgotten namaz time also. What a great service you are doing to me. 10 rand for you. So almost every namaz you will give that person, that muazzin. 10 rand for the masjid and 10 rand for the muazzin. See how many of us are giving at least once in a month at least something to the masjid. And together with that, Hazrat mentioned to us, when he comes to the wuzu khana in the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibihi alfa salam, there was no wuzu khana. Wuzu khana, Hazrat told us, came in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Imam Malik was born 94 Hijri. In his time, 100 years after the Hijrah more or less, the first wuzu khana was, so to say, installed in the masjid outside, wherever it was. That was for the travelers also, not for the locals. Locals, you make wuzu at home, that was the norm. You get in the reward of a haji, mu'atamir, tying your ihram, coming for salah. There was no toilets and bathroom, all was done at home. This was done now for the out of zarurat and need for the travelers. So the wuzu khana we have in our masjid also is not an obligation upon the trustees. That they must put wuzu khana for us. They must put the toilets for us. And that the toilets also is washed, it's clean, smelling good. Toilet roll is there, tissue paper is there. All these things are just the ihsan and the kindness, trustees and the local people. But I take it to be my birthright, I'm entitled, I come, there's no water, what's the problem? Why come there's no water? Every time I come, there's no water. Oh, there's no tissue paper in the street. Where the trustees by? Speak to them, what's happening? All these comments we'll make. But nobody thanked them. Nobody told them, Jazakallah khairan, what a job you all are doing. If they had to put it on my shoulders, very easy to say, fire the trustees. Give me the job, I say, by Jazakallah khair. I still got to service my car, I still got things to do at home. My wife is complaining, but that one hook I didn't put yet. So long she's crying, and the drill is still coming. I'm still going to call a carpenter, he's still going to come and do it. They give me the whole masjid to look after, I say, Jazakallah. But they're doing it. How are they doing it? So one is the wuzu khana, is that an obligation upon them? Toilet an obligation upon them. And to come to the crunch, even the parking, is that an obligation upon them? We take it to be my right. They could have said, no, this masjid, no parking. Park where you want and walk. Park where you want and walk from there. Like how they say for the Haramain. Why no parking here? If you want now to come to the Haram Sharif, you've got to pay 5-star hotel price. For 1 week, pay your 50,000 rand and walk. So they could have said the same thing also. Park your car where you want and walk and come. Yeah, we're facilitating, make it easy for you. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair, be tolerant, wait a while, Alhamdulillah. I'm not entitled to this parking space over here. It doesn't belong to me. Here, it's just a kindness. They made all these facilities, etc., just for us to park our cars. If you all have this temperament, my dear brothers, then لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If we thank Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will increase it. But I sit in my car, I'm the lani loud, make a big noise. All of us become impatient. Who's blocking me? Who's the space Allah Ta'ala gave you? It's Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon you, kindness. Make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Yes, the person who blocked you. What happens? We go in the masjid, we forget now. I block somebody outside. So we'll just teach the brothers one way to remember that you parked your car incorrectly. If you parked your car incorrectly outside, you're blocking somebody and you jumped off your vehicle in a hurry, don't put your keys in your pocket. Where you put it? When you reach Salah, put it in front of you on the musalla. Put your keys on your musalla so you remember, I've got to move my car. Once you put the keys in your pocket, you forgot. You forgot you came with the car also. So just hold the keys in your hand, I've got to move the car. When you're going to perform your Salah, put the keys on the musalla. So you remember, I've got to move my car quickly. But that person there also in Madrid is Durood Sharif. Make dua for that person also. Allah will increase him. That now I'm blocked in this spot over here, Allah Ta'ala gave me a space over here, Allah gave me a space in Jannat also. Give me a space under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. But at the same time, we should also be alert that I'm blocking somebody. And if you know somebody is making a noise outside that I blocked him, so it's best, I advise the brothers, you don't go move the car, give the Imam Sahib your keys. Imam Sahib, please go move my car outside. Otherwise you might not see me the next namaz. Give somebody else. If somebody else, the brother will come out, my brother. The brother got an emergency inside. So I'm just moving his car. So just diffuse the situation. Just diffuse it completely. So all these things are bound to happen. And nobody does it intentionally that you want to block the person. Yes, the person now is so proud of himself and you go jam somebody's car, then Allah Pak will take him to task after. Give him the cliff like that. You're not going to reward and sawab for your salah. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. So coming back to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is all encompassing. We thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in all this encompassing sifat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Inna rabbaka wasi'u al-maghfara. Verily the forgiveness of your sustainer is extremely vast. Allah Ta'ala's maghfarat is all encompassing. Hazrat would say, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera, meri. Hazrat says that if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine, O Allah. If you are mine, then everything is mine. The sky is mine and the earth is mine. When Allah becomes yours, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ وَتَهْتَدُوا. Quran says, if you obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will be rightly guided. If Allah becomes yours, you'll do everything right. You'll do everything straight. Allah will guide you how to do it. It comes in the heart, Allah, the voice will come in the heart, do it this way, do it. Don't park here, park there. Allah will inspire you what to do and how to do, because you become the friend of Allah, it becomes yours. So when Allah Ta'ala becomes yours, then al-khalq iyadullah. The creation, all the family of Allah, depend upon Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will inspire you not to create any harm or cause any harm to any of His creation. Because you're my beloved. So you obey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will inspire you. Al-Wasi'u, that is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created the heavens whose vastness cannot be comprehended. The galaxies cannot be measured. Besides a few stars, no one can even measure the width and breadth of the remaining ones. Those measurements which men lay claim to is also uncertain and inconclusive. How big the moon is, how big the sun is, we just take it for granted. Just now, it's just estimation of how vast and how big it is. Nobody knows the beginning and the end of these stars. Nobody can tell us the width of the epicenter of these galaxies. The extent of the length and breadth of the atmosphere, which we experience every day, cannot be estimated by us. No one or none can say how wide or long it is. Leave alone this, we cannot even measure the size of the mountains. That is all estimation also. They can't say bil yaqeen and certainty, it's so big or it's so heavy. The size of the mountains, the total length and breadth, even though they are found on the very same earth upon which we walk, who can evaluate the measurement of its internal recesses and area? Who can inform us of the size in those mines hidden deep in the earth? So many years mining is taking place. In sun is still finding this. There's more gas over here, more minerals over here. So much Allah Pak has kept. Allah Pak is still unearthing it. And in sun is still finding it. Who can measure now? How much is kept over there? Nobody. It's just estimation, possibly so much, worth so many trillions, and it lasts for so many years, it's still carrying on. Barakat, it's still carrying on. How much water, gas and oil there is, how much of fire, coal, sulfur and sand is there. Besides these, there are innumerable things of colossal proportions of which we have no knowledge. We have no idea of the size of Jannah, which we have been promised. How big Jannah is beyond our comprehension. Our minds are limited. Allah's ni'mah has no limit. Maghfirah has no limit. How vast is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we can't comprehend. Therefore, we are obligated and we are coerced and we are forced. We are forced just to accept, Ya Allah, you are beyond our comprehension. Like we link our limited selves to that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we can imagine now how much we can enjoy this worldly life. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's ni'mah. Within one ni'mah of Allah, there are so many ni'mahs. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the kitab, Evil Glances and Love Affairs, the Harms and the Cures. The last time we discussed that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala commands us to be in the dhikr of Allah Tabarak, to be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Remembrance of Allah doesn't mean the dhikr of Allah verbally. Dhikr of Allah is shukr to Allah also. Verbal shukr of Allah. Amali shukr of Allah. With our limbs, your being Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is also the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a very bitter, very straitened and difficult and tight life. Disobedience of Allah, it means you are turning away from the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then as Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah, he brings the heading, method, the method of coming out of love affairs. How can a person come out of these love affairs which is entrapped? Those who are involved in love affairs and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, should act on the following 6 points. As Hakim Sahib has brought a plan. If you do these 6 points, inshallah, by the fazl of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, insan should not be hasty. The results are not happening, so I'll stop. As it says also, person says, I'm making dua so long, not getting accepted. Once he says that not getting accepted, then duas will be rejected. Once he says, my duas are getting accepted, closed. Don't even say that. My duas is getting accepted. You don't even know how it's getting accepted. So continue making dua, continue striving. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ Allah Ta'ala commands, مُجَاهَدَا كَرْتَي رَهُ Not start the mujahad. Sahaba ikram are making mujahad already. They're already fighting their nafs, fighting the kuffar, fighting shaitan. Allah said, continue fighting. Continue fighting, fulfilling the haqq and the right of striving. for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So don't be hasty. Ya Ajib Azakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi brings a point also, continue striving. Whether it's in the path of Allah, 4 months, 40 days, 3 days, programs, majalis, whatever it may be, continue. He says that don't wait for the outcome. Person is tired, whether I must go for the program today. I'll just listen online. Oh, should I go for Gush today? Hey, today I'll take a break. Or sit for the ta'lim. Or if I go, I am tired, I'm going to sleep away. So Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat says, rahmatullah alayh, he says, it's our obligation and demand from us to strive. You strive, the outcome and the result is from Allah. Don't think you're going to come out with the outcome. That Allah Ta'ala will give you the outcome. Even you go and sleep in the bayan also. I'm tired, but I'm going still. Allah looks at your mujahada. Allah looks at your sacrifice. The outcome, the result, the fruit of it is in the hand of Allah. Is it in your hands? Now we use our logic sometimes. Must I go? Why should I go now? I'll fall asleep. Oh, I am tired anyway. So it's not going to be of any benefit. Benefit is from Allah. Harm is from Allah. You do what you have to do right now. What is the taqaza? What is the demand of the time? I am just fulfilled. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمُ سُبُلَنَا Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will give 5 tafsir for this ayat. The person who make mujahada fi mahabbati Allah. Strive for the mahabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala لَنَهْدِيَنَّمُ سُبُلَ الْمَحَبَّةِ Allah will open avenues of love for him. Allah will open up avenues of love for him. Then he will quote the ayat يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَدِينِ فَسُوَّ يَأْتِ اللَّهِ لِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ O people of Iman, those may yartadda minkum, that will turn away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They turn away from the obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, that Allah ta'ala will bring such a nation, yaqawmin, Allah will bring such a nation, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna, such a nation that will love Allah and He will love them. Allah will create a nation like that. So the dalil and the proof of muhabbat is that I will continue striving. Whether I'll get rid of the habit or not, that's in the hand of Allah. I say, but I went so long I'm trying, making zikr, ma'amulat, but I'm still stuck in the zarat. You continue striving. The outcome results in the hands of Allah. That in your hands. You do what you have to do. وَجَاهِدُوا وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا So Allah will bring a nation, Allah will bring a people. يُحِبُّهُمْ They love, Allah will love them and they will love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What are the qualities Allah will give them? أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ That they'll be soft and they'll be humble before the believers. And they'll be hard upon the kuffar. They'll be hard upon the kuffar and their ways and their lifestyle. And the ways of the believers they will adopt it. Then Allah ta'ala continues. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ They'll continue striving in the path of Allah will give them tawfiq to strive. When they're striving in the path of Allah, yujahidun, the call will come for jihad, we are ready. Such a love of Allah will burn in their heart, we are ready to give life for Allah also. Whatever the command is, ya Allah will give our life for your command at that moment also. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will give the seer of this ayat. See how they will strive. When they will strive to fulfill the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and in striving to fulfill the command of Allah, sometimes is that easy. It's difficult. Family is against you. Extended family against you, in-laws not with you, friends aren't with you. Then now you're doing this, now segregation, now parda, now this, then you don't need to be in this place, you only want to unstand, and then you only want a hand cut, and then you want desi chicken, you want free range chicken, and you want this, and hey, you're a difficult man. The Moli Sahib's maslahas are very heavy. Everything is difficult. Be easy going. What's easy going? That now, you can look at my wife, I can look at your wife. Easy way. Why are you so heavy right now? Now everybody's fun is spoiled because of you one man. You want to stop it. وَجَاهِدُونَ Allah will love them and they will love Allah. And Allah will make them soft upon them. Is that hard? They take it to be hard because the taste buds of Iman is spoiled now. What's supposed to be easy, a simple nikah, that becomes hard. Extravagant nikah become easy. Opposite. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, don't worry about your color coordination, put parda on. Make your life easy. No, very hard. Color coordination, lipstick, handbag, shoe must match, very hard, no easy. Everything upside down. So the mind doesn't even think properly also. What's hard, what's easy, we don't even understand. Ya muruna bil ma'ruf, command the good, forbid the evil. We don't even know what's ma'ruf, what's good anymore. The good has become evil. We find the young children, unfortunately, Even parents buy for them these bags. Bad boy, bad girl. That is good to be bad. It's good to be bad. Youngster put their bumper sticker. I'm the boy your mother warned you about. Inna lillahi. Inna lillahi. What kind of boy are you? I'm the boy your mother warned you about. What kind of boy are you? And he's proud about it. Being bad is something to be proud. One person went to Hazrat Mahabar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Maharudai, Hazrat, I hold tasbih in my hand. He was saying, Buzruk, Sufi Sahib. Big Buzruk, you have tasbih in your hand. He said, what, they must call you Badmash then? Wicked boy. He says, no, I don't like that. He said, no, carry on, really. For Allah, not for them. Carry on using it. Just duck it as much as you can, whatever. Alhamdulillah. But do it for Allah. Do it for Allah. But now, bad has become good, and to be good becomes bad. That now a person, and you say, hey, it's too good to be true. This fellow is too good to be true. You don't know what's behind the scenes. Can't believe it. So it's become like that nowadays. Everything has become tipsy-turvy. Then Allah Pak says that they be soft upon the believers. Let go. Give. Give more and take less. No problem. Upon the kuffar, yes. But here when it comes to kuffar, now friends, he's a supplier. Be good with him. Family, then we don't care. But everybody else, you're good with them. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They were striving the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the command of Allah. Yes, how they'll fulfill it? Samhan, softness, muhabbat, love, not with sternness and being harsh. And everybody will come against them. Then, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and in the path of Allah, they will have no fear of the rebuke of the rebuker. Whoever will shout them in the path of Allah, whoever will put them down in the path of Allah, fulfilling the command of Allah, stabbing in the path of Allah, they'll have no fear whatsoever. And the ajib nukta and point is Hakim Sahib would mention over here. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ. They have no hope, no fear in the path of Allah. لَوْمَةَ لَائِمْ. لَوْمَة means the rebuke, scold. لَائِمْ of the one rebuking. يَلَّا تَبَارَكْ وَتَعَالَى uses لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. لَائِمْ refers to the rebuker. So Allah Ta'ala says that they have no fear of the rebuke of the one that rebukes them. Allah uses only the singular one. And that too indefinite is all Arabic. Nakira. That the whole world can rebuke them. Whole family to them may be just like one person shouting me. No effect. One person making a noise only. Whole dunya can make a noise. What's he up to? Whole family is upset them. You're doing the right thing. Now we're going to have two tables, double dishes now. Then your people's eating time is different. Our eating time is different. Double time to wash. All these things over here, they'll come on all these excuses. And then you don't want to do this. Then you don't want to eat over there, etc., etc. And you and your sheikh, you all will eat together. Better you go live with him. These are all these tunes over here. Now you make our life difficult. All these things you will hear. And to him, all his rebuke put together is like la iman, one person shouting me. Like they say, like the fly on the nose, just. But yes, he's not rude, not arrogant, not proud. Making dua. Making shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you give tawfiq. You allowed me, Allah, to understand this. Ya Allah, give them understanding also. Allah Ta'ala also give them the understanding. So the method of coming out of love affairs, those who are involved in love affairs and wish to come out of this trap but cannot do so, should act upon the following 6 points. We'll just do it quickly, just for tonight. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, they will be freed. As Hakim Sahib would say also, that a person will strive his entire life to become the friend of Allah, he couldn't give it up. Whether it was some drugs, whether it was some haram relationship he had, whether it was the pornography on the phone, can't give it up. Delete the app and then again, delete the app and put it again. But he continue crying and striving. Continue going for the programs, going in the path of Allah, sitting there, making dua, Allah is seeing. Outcome in the hands of Allah. What's the outcome? The outcome idea, brother, is not that now people must regard me before I die, big buzruk. What a big janazah it was, subhanallah. What a big janazah, big man he was. What a pious. He says, no. Allah, Qiyamah's day, idea must be big. Idea must make it big on the day of Qiyamah. Dunya, whether people regard me or don't regard me, doesn't matter. Whether you call me buzruk, sufi sahab, whatever it is, immaterial to me, Allah. I must make it over there. Zakim Sahib would say, Rahmatullah Ali, he continued striving till his last breath. And then too, he couldn't come right. Because of his striving, the end result in the hands of Allah. Al-i'tibar bil-khawatim. I'tibar and consideration is given to the last breath, the last moment. See, at that moment, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make fazl upon him. Allah's fazl is not free of charge. Allah will say, my banda strived and he cried, he strived and he cried. Allah is shakur. We make shukr, Allah is shakur. What is shakur? Allah appreciates. Allah doesn't throw it away. He tried, he strived. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُدِعُوا أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The reward of the good doers, Allah Pak doesn't let it go to waste. It will help him at the last moment. Zakir himself, rahimahullah, would say, at the last moment, Allah will announce in the skies, my wali has passed away. My friend, he passed with a broken heart. He passed away with a broken heart, ya Allah, I didn't make it. That Allah appreciates, he came with a broken heart. Then Zakir himself would say, that on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah would take out the register of the believers, and the kuffar, register of the awliya. He says, most probably our names may not be on the first page, but it'll be on the last page. He made it. He made it. Ya Allah, my name is there. Then, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. They go, join all the bandas and all my slaves and all my pious ones that you strive to be with, but you didn't make it. But now you make it. You were sitting with them, now you go join them now. Now you go join them and duck between them and enter into Jannah. You made it. You got chucked in. I was in the right group. Azad would say also, me, I'm third class myself. Third class dabba. Third class coach, train. Say the third class must just link up to the first class. Where the first class will reach, you'll also reach there. But you were third class, but you same destination. So the awliya of Allah, we just link up to them. Just link up to them. Quietly, softly, I'm going to sit and do my work with them. Make mashwara with them, inshallah, wherever they will link up, Qiyamah's day, inshallah, I'll link up with them also. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Allah Ta'ala open our hearts, inshallah. We'll do the 6 points next week, inshallah. Subhanallah.